cultural process to get this up and running. It's also a nurturing process. And if we don't learn from one another, then the chance is that people are not making it if it's a new country. So this is what I work with, and I will be speaking a bit more about that when I come to the European Air Report. Thank you.
And then last, I'd like to bring David McPhee up, who has helped us virtually revolutionize how we get books out to the public. I was looking at the things. I'm David McPhee. I'm a recovering alcoholic. I'm recovering ACA. Oh, sorry.
I want to ask a question before Mabrit, or before we move on from translated literature. Is it possible in the United States for us to get copies of a translated big red book, like a physical copy of it, for someone? I see someone raising their hand on the other side. Excuse me?
Show us your sign.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Air Aquarius? No.
No. I forgot that. I'm so used to saying my, but anyway, yeah. I feel like I'm in an auction. It's like I'm buying something, cattle or something, you know? So I was just curious, I looked on Amazon and you can't order a translated book. Amazon has the English versions only. And my intergroup and some of the meetings were talking about the Hispanic members of the community. How do we get the message to them? We were discussing whether we should buy X amount of Spanish books, but then we also have other people coming in that are from, like you were discussing, their little child doesn't talk English, doesn't understand English. And I'm just curious if we can get those literature to these people that are here in the United States.
I can actually address that. It's something that we've been discussing in the Literature and Finance Committee, and actually bringing back from Europe translated books that we're printing now in Europe to sell both through Amazon US and through Signal Hill, which is our distribution center. We also do have Spanish books, both Yellow Book and Red Book here, that we're reintroducing because they kind of were put out there and they kind of, what's that proverbial lead balloon? So that those will be available on our site and through our distribution center. In fact, right now, they are. The Spanish books are.
And the only other thing I'd want to add is on the website, there's a link to free and downloadable, free downloads on the literature download. And I don't remember how many different languages there are, but it's quite varied. And most of our basic trifolds are already, and things like the solution are already translated into quite a number of languages.
Thank you, Tom. here I am as a utility infielder, and I play outfielder and all that stuff. Yes. Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. Anyway, originally, like I said, I spoke this morning. We started, Amazon is a great distributor. It's a little expensive, but they reach the world. We had started, before I came on as service, long before I was on the board, we had put a bunch of books in England, and the people who were doing it then didn't really understand how you have to play with Amazon. They have rules, and they're their rules. And the other funny part of that is the rules in Europe are not the same as the ones in the U.S. Just think about it this way. We're a country that's 200-300 years old, right? They've been doing scams on each other for 2,000 years. So they want to verify everything. We had to verify that our treasurer wasn't somebody with a similar name who had run for public office. Not that it was against the rules of public office, but they needed to know that. So it took months to break through. The books have been sitting there for 6 months when I got involved to break through to be able to sell in the UK. So how many? 9, yeah. I was trying to avoid the numbers, but anyway, it got done. It was, I came on, this is going to be easy. I've come out of the entertainment business. And then I got the bright idea, well, we'll start a U.S. one too, which we need, and that'll make it easy in Europe. It helped minorly. I think it helped push us over quicker. It wouldn't take another couple months without it, but it was difficult. But we got that done, and then it, you know, it's working in Europe. We're now open to, I think, 29 countries in Europe. We will be facilitating the way we move books around so that not only in the UK, they'll be in Spain, they'll be in, when Germany gets done, they'll be different fulfillment centers is the way Amazon works. Here in the U.S., we got on a tiger that was running. We did not quite know this. We thought we'd sell some books from Amazon. One of the main reasons we did it is that there were people selling our books on Amazon for anywhere from $30 to $60 for a red book, and we kind of didn't like that too much. You know, and it wasn't that we weren't making the money. It was that people were buying books that were, you know, getting robbed, basically. So we thought it was a good idea, and we did it. What we didn't understand is how much it would grow. Right now we sell, I think, Bill, correct me if I'm wrong, I think we're about 40% Amazon and 60% Signal Hill. Is that close enough for government work? They hated that when I ran a Census Bureau in Broward County. But the truth of the matter is that we're growing exponentially in both areas. When we did the budget for, when we started with Amazon, we did a couple hundred bucks this week, and then we did $800 this week. Then we did $1,000 this week. And we were like, you know, I would write to the board, we went past 5,000 total sales. We get about 25% of that net in after book costs and everything else, just so you understand. Somebody will ask me that question, so I'll answer it in front. and then we went like, boom. And I said, well, I'm going to stop telling them by thousands. I'm going to tell them by 5,000. And our gross sales at Amazon were, what, $80,000, Bill? For 2017? Yeah. We're about, what, 140 now?
We didn't start until...
Yeah, we didn't start until May or June. You know, so, I mean, right now we're doing... I predicted, in the finance committee, too, as vice chair, we did our budgets and we figured, okay, we might hit 20,000 a month by the end of 2018. We were $23,000 2 months ago. And we're going, oh, darn. You know, because you got to understand, you order 10,000 books. That's a lot of books, right? And that's supposed to last you for a while. And then you add up the numbers and you go, oh, when that load gets in, which is a couple months maybe, you know, sometimes it's 2.5, oh, we got to order another 10,000 books. Another funny thing happened on the way to the party is that the hierarchy is a red book, yellow book, meditation book, laundry list book. That's the hierarchy of sales. However, in the last couple months, that hierarchy has leveled out a little bit. And in, I think it was it June? No, I'm getting my months mixed up. April, March. March, we sold like 634 yellow books on Amazon and 620 red books on Amazon. And we're like, are these numbers wrong? Amazon's really good with numbers, so you don't have to, like, check their arithmetic. I don't know how you could. and we find this out at Signal Hill because the numbers work together. So we're like going, well, a lot of people have red books that are doing step studies. But we sell a lot of red books, too. So it's really, we're kind of on this horse. It's not like we got on a nice little horse. We got on a horse that took off and started running. And it's not only there. Amazon and Signal Hill runs parallel at more speed. We had another distribution center that wasn't very good. We brought all our material, we're bringing all our material back from there at the end of this month, end of May. And then our office will be pretty busy. Now there's a third step to that coming up. We hope within 3 to 6 months after that, when that levels out and the office can handle that much work, we will probably bring Amazon back in-house. You can do Amazon Prime yourself if you can get its fulfillment. Now, you don't have to work Saturdays and Sunday. If they order on Friday, you can put it out on Monday. And that will be, that'll increase it another 25%. That'll be, you know, it'll cost us some, but a lot less than their fulfillment. So that's what we're looking at. And it's just like riding a hard horse, so we're trying. But anyway, thank you all.
I have a question. Hi. So I'm a little confused. and maybe this is something to address later so you can put it off easily. We're looking at forming an intergroup, and part of how intergroup is supported is through literature sales.
Right.
So does Amazon, does that process, is it more advantageous for members to buy from Amazon than it is to buy from their group or their intergroup? Like, does that question make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to try to answer this as best I can.
Thanks.
Jody, don't run away, because when I fail, I'm going to want you to.
Thank you, Charlie.
Help me answer the whole question. We have several different ways of getting books out. Amazon really has happened just in the last year, give or take. About a year and a half ago, we also began another discount program for the fellowship, which is an intergroup discount. 30% off for orders originally with a minimum order of, I believe, 660, which I can tell you from my intergroup in the D.C. area, caused monthly gnashing of teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually suggested that we do something about it. I raised the issue, and on the finance committee, there was an immediate unanimous belief that we needed to not be creating barriers between us and the fellowship. So we actually lowered the cutoff to $100, which essentially allows anytime you need a carton of books. The limit is you still have to buy a carton of books. You can't break it up. That's how we save our labor. But it really means that any intergroup can get a 30% discount on all books for a $100 order. And my understanding is this what is interesting is this not only appears to have helped build the number of intergroups, which has grown by about 25% in the last year, but also actually, very interestingly, it's actually bolstered sales, you know, via that process, that our business at Signal Hill has grown. But the only way you're going to get the intergroup discount, if I understand the question correctly, is to register your intergroup with on the website, have a signed point of contact for, you know, coordinating the sales, and then you do your purchases from Signal Hill.
Okay, so the sales price kind of varies from group to group based on what, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
And
how does that relate to the accessibility and or economic advantage to purchase online?
Well, I think what you're talking about, and I'm going to recognize Bonnie in a second, I think what you're talking about is the fourth edition. Every meeting can really set its own prices. So within a certain limit, there's an element of supply and demand. You know, if somebody has a brilliant idea that their goal in ACA is to get rich, I wouldn't recommend it. But, you know, if they try it and they try to sell their books for $35, chances are people would go to another meeting down the street and pay less than half that or half that. So Bonnie, you raised your hand. If you could come to, I'm sorry, we got several people at the mic I wasn't recognized. We're going to start with number 14, Greg, and then Bonnie.
So I'm not sure when to ask this question, but I think it's a literature question, but I'm not sure. So a number of the meetings in my intergroup are interested in studying the steps as written by Tony,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to those 12 steps.
Right.
And they asked me to ask people here if anybody else is doing that, first of all. Could I take a quick poll? Great. So they would love to get ideas, and I'd like to carry that message back. A, and B, if there's any literature that supports that.
Okay. Let me talk about our literature policy. It's a really good question. Those particular steps, Tony A's steps, were part of a 1993 publication, The Laundry List. It's a copyrighted publication. Tony is our co-founder. He was the author of the original Laundry List that is celebrating its 40th birthday this year, back in 1978. His book, which had his steps, though, was part of a copyrighted for-profit, you know, publication. And we have talked with his estate, and we've never gotten permission to do anything with those. However, ACA, and I think it's a really interesting thing, has what's called an open literature policy. Some other fellowships have a very rigid – oh, I'm sorry. They adhere very totally – they have a bit different approach. Some fellowships really only permit conference-approved literature as part of their meetings. I think in the early years, we didn't even have official literature really for a good 20 years after ACA meetings were quite common. And people, we all had to resort to what we had. And so as a result, I've certainly been at meetings that use Tony A's 12 steps. Yeah, we try to guide people to stay within within our core literature. You know, we'd like to have them read things like The Solution and The Problem. But if a group wants to use Tony A's 12 steps, it certainly is done. And I think if you ask Ryan, there is a book, yes. In fact, it's even referenced, interestingly enough, in the Big Red book. If you look at some of our – sorry. Okay, so if you actually look at the Big Red book, and this is an interesting thing, particularly like if you look in the step four, we even actually reference some of Tony A's thoughts about the fourth step. And the idea is that Tony A believed that a greater emphasis on self-love might be more of an appropriate way of doing the steps than the AA, you know, legacy steps that we use. And so in talking about Tony A's thinking about the fourth step, there's actually several times in the Big Red book that actually has a citation footnote to Tony A's publication, so you can find it that way. Greg?
I'd like to address another aspect of what Jody asked.
Yeah.
There is a price on Amazon for the materials, and we get a 30% discount through the inner group. Even what our groups sometimes tack on as a convenience tax on those pieces of literature that we buy, they still can't get it for the same price on Amazon. It's still more expensive on Amazon, mm-hmm. even if you have Amazon Prime. So it's cheaper to buy through Intergroup. But, you know, we're not disparaging because we think it's great that it's on Amazon. The second aspect of Amazon, though, that's really important is that there are electronic versions of those books out there. That's much more important to me mm-hmm. as a member of this fellowship than the fact that I can buy a Big Red book in hard copy out mm-hmm. there, because I travel a lot. Mm-hmm. I have these on my phone, and so I can look at them at any time. Now, the yellow workbook, you know, that's coming, but it's not here yet. But the point is that it's cheaper to buy from the intergroup at the intergroup rates than it is to buy on Amazon.
Yeah. Okay, now as far I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Sure.
I'm Liz. I'm from San Francisco, group 850.
Liz, can I ask you to speak a little louder?
Okay, I'm from Intergroup Rep. My home group is California 850. As my group that I consider my home group is a little different. It's a beginner's group. What we do is anybody who wants to begin, we get people who are sent in by their therapists, who are sent in by all kinds of folks. They want to know which book to get and where to get it, and half of them are under 35, and they all come to me and say, you're reading yours on your phone. How do I get that? So my question to the literature people is, looking at that, how much is e-books and how much of it is hard copy? Anybody know? No, to us, to the WSO literature, how much money are you getting hard copy versus e? Are we actually heading in the direction of, never mind printing it in a hard copy, let's get it in e-books? I don't know whether that's the direction or not. Look at my gray hair. I have trouble with technology. A lot of people don't.
Yeah, it's funny. We were talking about this earlier. By the way, in terms of time, the Literature Committee was given an unlimited budget, but I believe we're already exceeding it. So we're going to have to – I'm going to have to buzz through the last part. But if I may, there's a definite direction. We actually, on our monthly literature report, which is available online at the website, we actually break down what are our electronic – our e-book sales. Right now, they're very small compared to the hard copy. We are just in the process of revamping and – creating more electronic alternatives, and particularly as it relates to translations. And I might have asked earlier, how many people in here, I know we have some Europeans, how many people here have actually been on a translation committee? I see just one brave hand in the room, and then Mybrit. This is Xanthi from Greece. One of the things is there's tremendous disparity from country to country. And we actually believe that e-distribution is going to be helpful as one way to begin getting publications out quickly. So I think it's just simply something I expect we'll be trying to diversify and have more electronic titles available. But right now, as far as our revenue, it's a small number of purchases. Okay, I'm going to quickly, number 46, number 13, and then please, if people can stay away from the microphone for 5 minutes, I'll give one last chance. So go ahead.
Esau from California. I just wanted to comment, since we're talking about literature and this is going out to the world, that the Big Red Book is an Audible as well.
Yes.
So we can listen to it instead of just downloading it on our Kindles or whatever device. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hi, Teresa from CAN 311. This could be wrong information, but I was told that you don't actually own the books, that the e-books, that if Kindle wanted to, they could take them away from you. That's what I was told.
You were talking
apparently
to a dinosaur.
Happened to some people.
David, to the microphone, please.
Let me give you a different analogy. If I buy the new Willie Nelson album off Amazon in an MP3 form and I download it, they can't get it back. And that's the same with us. Okay. Now, you are buying a copyrighted item and it's in your possession, be it in bits and bytes, but you're downloading it. Now, you keep it in the cloud or you can download it. Once it's on your device, it's on your device. And so it's yours. Thank you.
Okay, Lisa, go ahead.
Sorry, Lisa Montclair, New Jersey, 134. So on the subject of literature and the different formats, digital, PDF, hard copy, and so forth, and then Audible, I think, you know, I paid, I don't know, like $15 or $17 for my Audible. It's precious to me, and I listen to it in my car and everything, and so that's fine. But the point is, someone else asked the question, you know, what portion of that, since it's a higher price, version of the book, what portion of the profits or whatever goes to us?
Yeah,
so the breakdown of all of those different formats, you know, what is, you know, the trend and what's beneficial to us. That's, I'm just throwing that out
sure.
there.
Sure. Yeah. One thing which comes very hard to adult children is to ask for help. I'm going to overcome that inhibition right now. Finance committee, do you have any thoughts on how to answer that question?
Hi, Bill, the Finance Committee Chair. Yeah, you guys just took 20 minutes out of my presentation because it was about the e-books, the Amazon and stuff. But where's the lady? The e-books, we made $20,000 last year on e-books and audiobooks. We made $539,000 on hard copy. It's still not there yet. They are, but we have fewer titles available too. So there's a little, you know, the profit margin is about like selling on Amazon. We get, you know, less than 50%. Not percent wise. If we sell it on Amazon, because Amazon's got seller fees or referral fees, looking good fees, looking bad fees, you know. Well, the people that market it for us, the Kindles, the Barnes and Nobles, they get their, we get a royalty from them is what we get. So it's not as much. If we were to undertake that ourselves, but then we could, you know, we'd have to pay a fee somehow to get it on their website and do all the digital rights management and all that stuff. So
I'm going to ask for the guidance of the chair and from the ABC committee chair. We probably have about 15 minutes worth of material. I know we're way overdue on a break. Do you want to take the break and have us finish up afterwards or plow through? I hear the voice of the people. We'll be back in 15 minutes.
During the break, if you're interested in getting the e-book, you can go to shop.adultchildren.org and take a look at the page up there and have something for the plane ride home.